It's episode 19, and I'm back with my brother. First of all, you look so good in Boston when KG was getting his thing retired. Hey, I've been watching you.
Hey, you want to know something?
What's up?
Hey, I walked into the garden, and I felt like I was a celebrity.
You was a celebrity. I told you. Don't let me just have it. I told you, you got to have it.
I was a celebrity, dog. We
got so much to get into, bro, but I want to acknowledge this first because this is something you talked about on one of our past episodes. Do you know how good it felt after hearing you and talking to you in private about the Celtics and all of the stuff that went down with KG and Ray Allen? Bro, that embrace was a real one. That wasn't an embrace for the cameras. That wasn't an embrace for the moment. That was like an exhale. I want to know how you felt real quick when you saw that happen, because we got to get to this official business.
Bro, first of all, no one knew Ray was coming. He had the invite, but no one knew he was coming.
Man.
And KG didn't know. So when I'm in the back with KG, real quick, I'm in the back with KG, me and him, you know, chopping it up as usual. He like, wait for me, man, walk out with me. I'm like, calm down. I'm going out now.
The show day.
And you're gonna walk out by yourself with your two lovely daughters. This is your moment. I don't want to be a part of it. So the seats they had me in, when I look, I showed the usher my seat. They're like, you right there courtside. And I look and I see Ray. And I'm like, oh, this is everything.
So yeah, man.
I go sit next to him, and the whole time, I don't even see KG when he walk all the way around to go to his seats, right? So now I spotted him. They put me, Ray, and KG on a jumbotron. And when KG, they put me and Ray on a jumbotron. And when KG saw Ray, before that embracement during the game, his face just like was like. And it was a class act by Ray. And look, that moment was so genuine, bro.
I felt it. I felt it was real, bro.
Bro, it was.
You know, it's a lot of fake shit that be happening in sports.
Ain't nothing fake about this
shit. It felt real.
It brought tears to my eyes because, again, I told you, we done spent holidays together.
Yeah.
Our kids done played together. And let me get this off my chest to you one real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
To the Celtic fan base, the ownership group, I love y'all to death, but y'all got to stop with the petty shit towards Ray Allen. It's time to put that man's name up in them rafters.
Up in the rafters, yep.
Let's stop playing, because we don't win no championship without Ray Allen. We don't have those deep playoff runs without Ray Allen. Ray Allen was just as important as Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. But overall, it was a beautiful moment. I'm glad I was able to be there and be a part of it. And I'm glad everybody got to see the emotional side of KG. Boy, he had the crocodile tears.
It brought it home for me, because I know you and I done talked about it a bunch. And I was like, damn, this is the moment Lil Bro been asking for a long time.
And I stayed out of it.
I didn't try to,
because I got Ray number. Me and Ray cool.
Yep.
All this transpired when I left, but I stayed out of it. I said, man, when it happened, it's going to happen.
It's going to be real. I'm glad.
We always say this about Ray. We always used to say this about Ray, especially when he used to knock down big shots, because we called them Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yeah.
He may not come when you want him,
but he'll be there on time. Preach, pastor. Preach, pastor.
What's up, though, Swaggle?
Man,
you back on the TV?
Bro, you know I'm grinding, bro. I'm on this intermittent fasting. I got a lot of energy. I'm drinking a lot of water. Bro, I done lost 4 inches in my stomach.
Ooh.
Okay? So I'm grinding.
Oh, yeah.
Four.
You own it.
I'm on it. Hey, look, I know you coming with me. I ain't even rushing you.
Hey,
you coming?
We walking side by side.
Hand in hand, bro. Straight up.
Listen to this. I got to ask you a question.
What up?
We got to get to this basketball. I got to ask you, because I want to know what your thoughts is first. When it comes down to hoop, I need to know.
Yep.
We talk about Jokic. We talk about Embiid. I want to talk about Carl Anthony Towns and the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I want to get your insight, because the brother dropped 60 and 17. He has 60, points and 17 rebounds, 32 of those points in the third quarter. I just need you to dive into where the Timberwolves are at right now, Carl Anthony Towns, where he's at as a player right now. I need you to jump out of your free agency space in the NFL and come on back home to your original roots of basketball.
First of all, I think Anthony has done, the youngster has worked miracles with Carl Anthony Towns.
You talking about the Ant-Man?
You know the Ant-Man. Come on, Ant Edwards. Yeah. Listen, matter of fact, speaking of, I told you I'm a fan. Remember we talked about Anthony Edwards? And remember he had that interview where he told the world and the media, I have to tell Cat, he is that dude.
Right.
Right? You needed reinforcement. But with that, man, like, I know the perception of Carl Anthony Towns. I've listened to it, talked about how he's soft and he don't have this and that. The one thing I ain't ever heard nobody talk about is talent.
Right.
I've always heard people say he got elite type talent. All right. Mm-hmm. So here's what 60 and 17 means for me. And it's a bit deeper because if you follow him, he made reference to losing his mom 2 years to the day that he put them type of numbers on the floor. So you could tell he's a real, like, he has perspective from loss.
Yeah.
And remember, you told me, and I didn't even know how much he struggled with COVID and where he was, like, personal with his health as well. But what I will say, man,
he lost seven family members and friends to COVID.
I know.
I know, bro.
So, so I think, like, not to be insensitive to that, but I think what Carl Anthony Towns has went through over the last 2 years has changed how he approaches the game.
Come on.
All right? The game means more to him because it represents the things that he's lost were all a part of that journey. And more importantly, his mom. She was a part of that journey of Carl Anthony Towns becoming an NBA player. Right? And I think, like sometimes, man, when adversity hit people, they'll go into a shell.
Yeah.
And they'll lock up and nobody is going to fault them for it because they went through something tragic and catastrophic. Right. I have seen a different guy since he suffered these tragedies, but especially that one tragedy. Now, here's the other thing, too, per getting on basketball.
Talk to
me. Man, Carl Anthony Towns is as talented on the floor as anybody. And the fact that he could step behind that three-point line, listen, man, for him, Jokic, and Embiid to feel comfortable enough to where if you playing off, I'm going to bust your eyes out. Bro, that's the evolution of the game. We got three big men now.
Yeah.
And it was four, but AD always hurt. But we got three big men in this game right now, along with some others.
Yeah, We got Giannis.
I'll be putting Giannis in his own.
Yeah. I know. We like, forget about it. Right. But we're talking about three centers. You're right.
Yeah, three centers, right? When you come, you see the program centers. The ability that Carl Anthony Towns has not registered on the Richter scale of NBA fans because he's in Minnesota.
Mm.
That's it. Perk, listen, you know change of scenery. You understand it as well as anybody. Yeah. What it could do not only for your persona, but your career and how you play. And this is not to throw any shade at the Minnesota Timberwolves. This ain't to throw shade at that organization or that franchise. The reality is if Carl Anthony Towns was doing what he's doing in Chicago or in L.A. or in Miami, we would have a totally different conversation about him.
Yeah. You know what?
I'm talking about now. I agreed with the mentality and the way he played when Jimmy made them statements.
Yeah.
Other guys talked about him being soft and not really one of those guys where you're going to go in the trenches with. But I've seen some of the evolution. So I'm giving him credit for that because I think out of tragedy, he's kind of starting to understand man, I could lose everything. I might as well approach this and give everything. That's what I got. That's what I got.
You know what? You're not wrong. Okay. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. The only thing that he was missing was a mentality.
Yeah.
Like, his talent has always been there. All right. He was the number one pick.
He was number one.
He was the rookie of the year. This man has made multiple All-Star games. This guy's a walking. He has shown us time and time again, year after year, that he's capable of giving you 23 and 12 a night on the average. Now, here's the thing. He has left AD in the dark.
I'm there.
He left AD and his mentality. And see, I credit Ant-Man, but you know who I credit the most? And see, this is where we dive a little deeper. Because people don't want to, you know what I'm saying, be real about certain situations. But guess who just got a contract extension this year for the Minnesota Timberwolves? Just like in the past, like I think last month, you know who it was? Patrick Beverley. And you know why? You know why he got a contract extension? Because of what he brings to that team, bro.
Yeah.
And people don't realize. Yeah.
1 year, $13 million was initially, right? Did they give him more? They gave him more?
1 year extension for $13 million.
Yep.
Because of the tenacity and the killer mindset that he brings to that table.
It's the same thing that you be saying about Draymond.
Bro, Steph went for 47. He was so happy that Draymond was back.
It wasn't a coincidence.
Yes, man. His lips was touching his ears. He was smiling so much. You know what I'm saying? And so when I think about the Patrick Beverley of effect, I'm like, it's real. Now you're looking at this Minnesota Timberwolves team. And first of all, look, they're in the play-in tournament right now, sitting at the seventh seed. They're going to get into the playoffs.
They're going to get in the playoffs.
Okay, and they're going to be a tough out for whoever going to see them first round. Make no mistake about it, because they're well coached. They have defense. D'Lo is playing the hell out of their point guard position. We already know what Ant-Man is capable of doing, but they have guys like Beasley, Vanderbilt, the young fella from LSU that comes in off the bench, man, that brings a lot of spark. So, look, I want to say much love to the Minnesota Timberwolves and Carl Anthony Towns for what they're doing right now and the changing of that franchise. Because right now, it's however you want to look at it.
But that's what it take, right? Like, these are the same type of conversations we had about the Bucks. Could they ever win? Was Giannis going to leave? Giannis stayed, attracted some Chris Middleton, stayed, drafted. They drafted well, and then they brought in PJ, right?
And Drew Holiday.
So it can work, but you got to have Carl Anthony Towns is going to not only be the biggest recruiter, he going to still have to be putting up them numbers. Because other dudes will say, I can go win a championship.
He got to be eye candy.
Yeah,
the big Snickers will come two in the packs. That's
two in
us,
the pack. Okay? That's us. That's
but
us.
Listen, here's the thing. Joel Embiid was a prime example. James Harden wanted to get to Philly because he saw, I want to go play with this big fella. And that's happening with Carl Anthony Towns, man. But I want to say, man, to end it off, 60 and 17. Like, hey, bro, listen, I'm telling you, it's like this when it comes to centers. Because we're not even about to put Giannis in this conversation.
Yeah.
We're talking about centers.
Yeah, whole different animal.
If Jokic and MB 1A and 1B, however you want to flip, mm-hmm. whatever your preference is, and then Cat is right there behind him.
He right there behind him. And if he was in Philly or if he was on a team that was having a lot of success, he might be 1C.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. All right, bro. Well, I'm glad we talked about that, man, because I felt like I felt like we needed to bring Cat up, not only because of the numbers, but because of the monumental, like the timing in which it happened, 2 years to the day of, yes, of losing his mom.
He went through all that during the pandemic. What's you know what he's doing? And let's move on. You know what he's doing? He's using the basketball court in the game of basketball as his sanctuary.
His sanctuary.
That's all he's doing.
And that's what has it's changed. Therapy. That's what has changed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, bro. Let's get on to something else. More on a piss swagoo note off. Okay, this is what this about to be. All right. First of all,
What happened,
bro? Did you see these statements Anthony Davis made?
What'd he say,
bro? Anthony Davis said, "If I would have been playing, we would have beat Phoenix."
Hey, but you see how messy I am when you ask me?
Yeah, I know you know what the hell he said.
What do you say, dog?
It's like when our mamas get on the phone. Girl, what she said? Girl, what she said, girl? I know damn well Shirley ain't say that.
And look, I'm going to let you have it, but I'm going to say this. AD, just stop. How about this? I'm going to let you do that. But how about the Lakers just stop? You know, hey, bro, I'm telling you, mentally, and I've said this time and time again, I'm exhausted about
the
Lakers, bro. I'm exhausted. Now, you know, LeBron has these special moments that we have to recognize his greatness. But overall, I'm exhausted. I said this months ago that the Lakers are trash, and they're still trash to this day. I'm exhausted. So I'm gonna let you dive into Anthony Marshawn Davis.
It's almost like I got with Aaron Rodgers. I'm just tired.
Yeah, I'm tired.
All right, but I'm gonna be quick. I ain't gotta lament on this because this make all the sense in the world. All right. I remember, you know, YouTube is a phenomenal thing, Perk. We can go back and look at videos from the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. And I remember an interview. I believe Louis Farrakhan did with Dan Rather, I believe. And Dan Rather made a statement, and Farrakhan said, you should be quiet. You should just be quiet. You should talk about what you know. and I bring that up because, I like to be a thespian. I like to see a lot of things.
I remember that too.
With the finger wave, Yeah. But dog, I'm trying to figure out AD. Now, dog, you've been hurt the last 5 years, okay? Your availability is the only reason people don't talk about you being the top player in the NBA. Your availability. You cannot make that statement while you are currently out of basketball because of an injury. You can't make that statement ever. All right, because here's the thing. When y'all won the finals, and here's my belief. When y'all won the finals, and see, Perk, I'm about to shake this shit up. Everybody can't handle success, bro. Everybody don't respond to it the right way. See, people get pissed off at me and you because we LeBron fans, but we've seen LeBron respond to success every year in his NBA career. Every year, it's been because you know the detractors say, "Well, this is the year when he gonna slack off. This is the year when he's never cheated us. No. He's never cheated us with the work ethic in the summer. Ain't never cheated us when you play games. Even right now with what the Lakers are going through, you know, Bron averaging 27.
No, he's averaging 29.
29, I mean, yeah. I'm thinking, yeah,
him and Embiid right now. Are like going toe-to-toe,
same numbers.
Night to night to see who's going to win the scoring title.
So when you make these statements, Anthony Davis, it's going to force people to take a deeper look into who you've been leading up to LA after a championship. And so my question is, bro, did you relax?
Ooh.
Did you relax? Like the success. I'm not a champion. I didn't win a champion in professional league. But what I'm watching and the response that I have to you saying something like that, it's like, you not hungry for more?
We part. We part.
So I just took a big issue with that, bro, because I tell my son this all the time. Don't ever be the guy to say, I would have beat you if my leg would have felt better.
We part. We are part.
Your opponent don't give a damn about your leg hurting. They don't care about your feelings being hurt, your leg being hurt, you being tired. The opponent that's across from you can care less about what you talking about if you ain't handling business. All right? AD is a great basketball player. Ain't nobody arguing or disputing that. But when you make a statement like this, AD, you put yourself under a microscope. And you allow guys like myself to evaluate the whole thing and say, bro, you've been out like the last 5 years with injuries. Why would you say if I was there, we would have won? We don't know if you're going to be there. That's been the issue.
Availability is a skill set. You have to be available. See, but since we're parting.
I knew you was going to get going. I knew it.
But we part now. Here's the thing. This is what I don't understand about AD. Hell of a talent. But can you explain to me how you have a guy, an all-time great, in some eyes, like you and I, the GOAT.
The GOAT, yep.
That is sitting right here, that is showing you the way on how to be great. That invested $2 million into his body every single year. And you show up every year, AD, and your body look the same. Tell me how that makes sense.
One second, big bro. I'm going to hand you the mic back. Let's just look at Jason Tatum.
Let's look at Giannis.
Let's look at Giannis.
How about let's look at MB.
I know freak things happen. I know you come down on a dude's foot and you roll. I understand all of that. Bro. But ultimately, bro, you got to be available.
But bro, we know it's certain type of weightlifting and certain type of things that we do in the weight room that help you get through that. We know strong glutes and landing the right way and all that, being able to take impact and all that helps you through that. Nobody takes more of a beating than LeBron James.
No one.
And he's the same age as me.
Yep.
Okay.
19 years.
Here's my thing with AD. AD, bro, right now, I love you to death. But take the rest of this season off. Next year, you have to come back on a revenge type tour.
Yeah, it's got to be. You have slipped
from being a top 5 player to I don't even know if you're top 20 right now. Because I really probably could name 20 players that I would pick over you because of your availability.
Yeah, we're not talking talent. We're talking about availability.
Yes, and you have to clean that up. You have to clean it up. And we
because every year it can't be something. It can't be something every year. I understand that. It can't be something every year. But remember that you should be quiet. All right? Because you gotta play. You gotta be playing to make statements like that, bro. You can't just throw that out there and think that it's gonna enter the airwaves and ain't nobody gonna pay attention to it. Perk, that's what we said in elementary school. If I would have been there, we would have won. Well, you wasn't there.
Yeah, and we don't know that.
And
just like people keep telling me, Perky, we would have had you in game 7, we would have won.
We don't know that.
I could have not grabbed rebounds. We don't know what could have happened.
Yeah, man. All right. So we gotta get to some football. Oh Lord. What we bringing up football next? I done forgot what the hell we talking about. I done got so mad at Anthony Davis.
He did piss us off. I think we was diving.
Oh, my bad. Before we get to football, I got to get you to clear this Eastern Conference picture up for me. That's what I need. Like, tell me who your favorite coming out of the East, who you think the team that's a dark horse, and what do you want to see happen in the East?
You know what? My dark horse to win it all, okay? To win it all is the Miami Heat.
Them goons. Them Dade County Goons?
Yeah, them Dade County Goons. But this is what I'm doing when it comes down to the Eastern Conference. I'm not picking a damn soul. I'm not picking nobody. Nope, I'm not doing it. I don't care because this is about to be the best playoffs for the Eastern Conference that we have seen in a long time. And I'm talking about since Jordan, Ewing, Bird, Isaiah, like – because here's the thing, it's five teams that legitimately, maybe six teams in the Eastern Conference that can actually go and win the championship. The Milwaukee Bucks.
The Miami Heat.
The 76ers. The Boston Celtics. The Chicago Bulls. And the Brooklyn Nets.
You're right.
Me and you could go to the barbershop and get our beard lined up and stand up for 5 hours and make a legitimate argument on why each one of those teams we just named could come out of the Eastern. I wouldn't say win the championship. I would say come out of the Eastern Conference.
Yeah. No, I feel you on that.
That's how good it is. But I will say my dark horse, because it's just like it wouldn't be a surprise if they do come out of the – or win it all, is the Miami Heat. But bro, I'm looking at the Milwaukee Bucks, bro, and I'm like, that big three, they got it.
Coach, right now they my favorite.
They look good.
Right now they my favorite. Yeah. And if you telling me Giannis gonna turn up like he did last year in the playoffs and in the finals?
How's he still approaching the game like he's starving?
Perk, because some of them just built like that. It took me a little bit of time to come around on Giannis leading a team to a championship. I always felt like he was a big championship piece.
Yeah.
But him leading a team to a championship, I was like, all right, I got to see if, you know. But just like we just came off of AD, Giannis still looked like he's starving.
Man, he's starving, bro.
Giannis looked like he just left Greece with no money. He's about to go to an NBA workout.
He's starving, dog.
He's starving.
And here's the thing, bro. And
Middleton.
Money-making Middleton and Drew Holiday. And then I'm looking at the 76ers. Once James Harden is going to be the deciding factor. We know Big Embiid bringing.
No question.
James, look, you want it out? If you step up to the James Harden that we know you capable of being.
You come out the East.
KD and Kyrie, but it got to be a full-time Kyrie.
Yeah.
Part-time stuff ain't going to take it. But I will tell you, listen, that Boston Celtic team, bro.
Ooh. Hey, you called them out and it's working. Jason and Jaylen playing elite at the same time.
Hey, look. You want me to tell you some funny stuff?
I love Marcus Smart, by the way. I just had to get that right now.
I'm going to tell you some funny stuff. So I get to the game. I'm sitting there pregame. Jaylen Brown and everybody else comes and dab me up. And, you know, Jason Tatum just mugged. Hey, and his mom and dad were sitting courtside. They just mugged. But the thing is, they don't know. I don't give a damn.
I don't care.
Long as he goes out there and perform the way that he performed, I don't give a damn. I don't have to be liked.
Because it's not personal for us.
I never called them trash. I just wanted to see more. Yep. And I got more out of them. So at the end of the day, guess what? If you go play like that and y'all going to be pissed off at me and I'm going to be the one to ignite, to put fuel to
Coach
this.
Perk. Coach Perk.
I'm okay with it.
That's why they wanted you in them, on them staffs. That's why they wanted you on them staffs, right? Tell the truth, shame the devil. See if it could pull something better out of somebody.
I'm scared of that, bro. I'm not. Listen, I'm telling you, I already done told everybody at our network, don't come asking me about who I'm picking to come out of this series. I'm not doing that this year. I'm not doing that this year, especially.
You just going to enjoy basketball.
I'm going to enjoy it, and then I'm going to go talk about it the next day.
After it happens.
All that bold prediction stuff, you could miss me with all that. I don't want to hear.
Yeah. I'm going to be right there with you watching the East. Look, if we go into some games too, just hit, like, call me. I'm going to fly out and meet you somewhere. All right, let's get to my area of expertise, because some funny stuff happened today, Perk. I ain't gonna lie, it's funny. People think I'm mad about it. It is hilarious.
I really want to know because I don't know this.
So okay, so for all our cousins and kinfolks, so Randy Gregory is a defensive end for the Dallas Cowboys, and the Cowboys had announced that them and Randy Gregory had come to terms on a new contract. I think it was like a 5-year, $70 million deal.
Well deserved.
$28 million. He overcame a lot. Look, it is more of a serious nature to this conversation, but for the sake of us having a good time and laughing, I'm going to go into the part that ain't. Because, listen, everybody, if you don't know Randy Gregory's story, he was suspended a lot of games for using marijuana. All right? Yeah. Now, we all know where marijuana is now in society and all of that. He had to overcome all of that, play, and then he found himself in a position to get paid and where people wanted him. So, Perk, look, the man, I guess he verbally agreed to the contract with the Cowboys. And the Cowboys released it that they had signed Randy Gregory. And then the whole damn social media world said, oops, Randy Gregory going to the Denver Broncos. Perk, I done hit the damn screen. Listen, man. So anytime some Cowboy news happen, people hit me on Twitter like, oh, I know Swaggoo feel hurt. I know he don't like what's happening and all of that. And the situation with – there are some particulars about the contract from the Cowboys that I guess wasn't to him and his agent liking. So they decided to go and look, this wasn't like Denver coming on in the last hour. I'm sure they were in negotiations with Denver as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the terms is what got the Cowboys. The terms is what got them.
Bro, you can't make this up.
You can't make it up. Hey, listen, I try to tell my Cowboy fans and brothers and sisters, just ride the roller coaster. Don't get all in your feelings about Perk. How many times you done heard me tell you Jerry Jones ain't changing? How many times have I said that to you?
You said that so many times.
And how many times have I said to you Jerry Jones is going to be the general manager because Jerry Jones is the owner and he can decide to be whatever the hell he want to be in that franchise? How many times have you heard me say that?
I keep hearing it.
But I got every damn year, I got to come on television during football season. And Cowboy fans get mad at me for keeping it a buck at times. Now, I love them. They my people. And we ride together. But I'm trying to get them to understand we are going to be on a roller coaster. We are not going to be one of them smooth teams that just ride the track, you know, consistently. And hopefully you go up when the playoffs start. It is going to be a roller coaster. All right? This is the perfect example of the damn roller coaster that Dallas Cowboy fans be on. Randy, they literally came out, Perk, and said, we have agreed to terms with Randy Gregory. And like an hour later, the man signed with the Broncos.
But now they got to clean it up.
Got to clean it, bro.
And here's the thing. This is why I ended our relationship, bro. It's not because I wasn't like I was raised in a household, man.
I know
my grandparents and my great aunties, like on Sundays, man, it was cowboy spirit. I'm talking about Emmitt Smith jerseys, Troy Aikman, all this is going down. It was Sundays of fish fries and gumbos of cowboys. It was straight cowboys. And I just had to let go.
You had to go. You had to go. You was tired of being abused.
But I always told you they in my heart. Like, I'm still on.
It's like your first love.
Broke
your heart, but you don't want to see nothing bad happen to him.
Exactly, bro.
I got you.
But it's like, if you're a Cowboys fan, right, how can you constantly just keep putting up with things to this nature?
You
drop the ball and you lose a guy that is a beast, a savage.
Turned into a monster. He was a key piece to your defense.
Like, do people, Swaggoo, let me ask you something. When you lose a player like that, do the Cowboys, let me ask you this. You lose a player like Gregory on that front four, how does that affect everybody else on the defense?
Bro, listen, just for the sake of time, Perk, for the sake of time, okay? If you had Steph, Clay, and Ray on the same team, you got to pick your poison, right? Mm-hmm. It's just how football works, especially up front. If we going to double-team DeMarcus Lawrence, we got to leave Randy Gregory one-on-one.
Ooh.
That ain't good for you.
Ooh.
If we double-team Randy Gregory because Randy Gregory balling, we got to leave DeMarcus Lawrence one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
We can't double-team Micah Parsons if Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence are on the field at the same time. We can't double-team because one of them going to beat the single and they going to hit our quarterback. That's the effect, bro. Like, it's a big loss. It's a big loss. And look, the premium positions in the NFL go like this, Perk. Quarterback, left tackle, pass rusher, cornerback. Those are premium. Like, if you got guys in those positions – you got a chance to be really, really good in the NFL. And Dallas just lost a young, budding pass rusher. Now, they may get Chandler Jones. They might get another rusher or whatever. And that will take some of the stain away. But ultimately, Randy Gregory this year was the most impactful rusher they had outside of Micah Parsons. So to lose him in this Dan Quinn defense, which he's an integral part of, was major. And Perk, it's simple. It speaks to this. They did offer him 5 years, $70 million. So that's how important he was. Yeah, and they got the damn terms wrong.
Yeah, they got the damn. You got the damn terms wrong.
Perk, that's like me saying, I'm going to give you a 2-year contract for $100 million, but I ain't going to pay you to 2047. Oh, man. I'm out, bro. Like, I can't, bro, with that, look, the reason why I could be a Cowboy fan is because I'm going to ride the roller coaster with them. Other people, if you expecting for this to be a smooth ride, get your ass off this roller coaster until you think it's going to be a smooth ride. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yeah, I got off. I was too big for
it. The seatbelt ain't fit no more.
hey, look, and when the seatbelt don't fit, it's trying to get out. Because here's the thing. I'm already afraid of roller coasters.
Yeah.
So if I get on there and my wife then convince me to ride something with it, and I really don't want to do the circles, turning upside down, going, I don't really want to do it and the seatbelt don't fit, that's the perfect excuse.
For
me to say, you know what, I get off.
Yeah. Big dudes got advantages too.
Yeah. I, but I got to let this process. You're a billion-dollar organization. And you mess up the terms.
Perk.
You mess up the terms. What?
Perk, you can't make it up.
I mean, you're a billion-dollar organization hollering a $2 lawyer.
They got Martin. They got Jerome.
What you got? What you got? A lawyer that be handling the local drug cases? What you got going on?
They got a bail bondsman to do the deal.
What you got going on? You messed up the terms.
Oh, Kirk, I'm crying because when I go home to Baton Rouge, when I go home to Baton Rouge, bro, and I land at the airport, they got the city jail right there, right next to the city jail. They got a little building with the bail bondsman in there. They be like $500.
God damn, Jerry Jones, so cheap and high look. I'm telling you, because if I was still like really invested into the Cowboys, bro, this would have messed up my whole day.
I know it. It ain't messed mine up because I know the roller coaster. I know the roller coaster coming. I know they gonna hire a bail bondsman to do all these deals. That's why. I know they gonna do that. I know they gonna do that. Oh man, dude, that I needed that. I needed that from you today. I'm sweating, dog. That's funny.
Hey, what was your message to AD? Because that's gonna be the name of our podcast.
You should be quiet. You should be quiet.
You should be quiet. I love it. Hey, man,
listen, bro. I think we touched on enough, man. It's some more topics, but we got to save some for our cousins and kin folks.
Yeah.
More news we'll break. And listen, this is what we're going to do. I thought about something, and I ain't even tell you before this. This is what we're going to do when we wrap up every podcast. Hey, man, free Brittany Griner, man.
Yeah.
Get her home.
Yeah.
Get her home. Yeah, like, I understand that you know, you broke a law, and I know it's political. America, do what you got to do, America, Biden, Kamala, government, to get her home.
Yeah,
straight up.
Because guess what? They got the ball brother home.
They got him home.
It ain't safe. They got him and his people home from China. Man, yep. Hey. Get that woman home, man.
Get her home, man.
Yeah, man.
WNBA, step up. You want? Hey, use that $500,000 that you got from finding the New York Liberty, and use it to get Brittany Griner home.
No. How about the NBA step up?
That too. NBA too. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know what
Adam
I'm saying?
Silver, Bron, KD, Kyrie, all y'all. I needed spoke up every day.
Yeah, we are it.
Yeah, every day.
Gonna say something while you're in street clothes. Speak up on that.
Yeah, every day. All right.
Hey, but look, we got to tell our cousins to continue to drop their questions.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to revisit those questions next week. You know?
Go get into them. Hey, y'all, I swear, Perk, I got to say this because me and you talk about this. For all of y'all that's rocking with us, from the bottom of our heart, we appreciate it, man.
Man.
The negative comments, the positive comments, we know you watching, you listening, and you rocking with the big fellas.
Bro, look, I'm telling you, man, I'm walking through the airport, and it's, hey, Perk, I just got through.
Just got off that pod. Yep.
Hey, boy, y'all got me crying. When y'all dropping the, hey, it's every week, you know it's coming.
It's coming.
Hey, so you know what? One, we already been tied together, but this already, it's like every time somebody see me, hey, you on Swagoo, man. Hey, boy, I'm telling you, that part is fire.
Hey, real talk, Perk, I get just as much Swagoo and Perk than NFL Live, bro.
Oh, me too.
Straight
me
up.
Too. Hey, straight up. And look, everybody keep asking me this and we can leave. Everybody keep asking me, oh, so I can't come on as a guest? And I keep... What you say?
Nope.
I say, look, man, this is our moment right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already be in our damn ear talking about rap, counting down 10, yeah. 9, 8. Like, nah, we get our platform to go however long we feel like.
However we feel like.
Producers in our ear saying, wrap it up. We gotta go to the break. I don't We don't have to go to a break over
there. We could sit here all day until I got to go on my show if we wanted to. I just ain't got all damn day.
Straight up. Hey, listen. Hey, bro. Yeah, I love you, dog. Hey, listen.
I was just about to say the same thing. I love you too, bro.
Them frames right there, though. Hey, bro.
I thought you weren't going to say that when I
was. Hey, I swear to God, I can't thank you enough. I got me some. Hey, look, I didn't order me some.
It's the plug.
But they can't. They not going to see them to the playoffs.
Don't reveal nothing to them because I got some heat coming for the draft. I got some heat on the draft. Perk, and then too, Perk, I might wear a damn double breasted at the draft because my stomach getting smaller. Turn up. Hey, family, Ken, cousins and kin folks, this has been episode 19 of Swaggoo and Perk. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. As always, tap in YouTube, Apple, ESPN, Spotify. We everywhere. Everywhere you find your podcast, tap in. Swaggoo and Perk. I love you, big dog. I'll see you next week.
You already know. Love you, boy.
Yeah.